Welcome to the PapaCast on the Gridiron. Now here's your host, Bob Papa.
Welcome to another edition of the PapaCast, a giant cast. All right, so everybody's getting ready for 4th of July and the summertime's coming and football's a little quiet right now, but training camp is going to start at the end of July, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We're going to have a lot coming up for you this summer. We're going to have you two PapaCast Giants casts every week once training camp starts, right through the preseason, right through the regular season. So this is the place you need to come to, Giants fans, for the latest Giants insight and the best opinions possible. So with that said, what better way to kick off summer than a man who's perpetually tanned? The one, the only, Paul Dottino, who covers the Giants for WFAN. Paulie Dotts, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. But, you know, every time it rains, I lose some of that color, so I need more sunshine.
Well, you're doing just fine. And then he produces a Giant broadcast on the WFAN Giants radio network. You can see him on Giants.com. He's in and around the facility each and every day, John Schmelk. Johnny, how are you?
Bobby Pops, how are you?
Doing just fine. All right, so it's quiet in the halls here right now. It's the calm before the storm. As training camp starts the last weekend of July and the 2016 season gets rolling. So, guys, I'm going to start with I'll start with you, Paul. As the Giants finish their offseason program, their veteran mini camps, draft, everything, and as we're getting ready for training camp, what are some of the key storylines that jump out at you that you're excited about?
Well, you have to be excited offensively about what Sterling Shepard showed in the offseason. And, you know, it's only shirts and shorts, and we talk about that all the time amongst the media folks. But Sterling Shepard looks like he is a very, very explosive, exciting, mature, polished player who is going to provide immediate dividends. I think the Giants have to feel good that if Victor Cruz does not come back to the level that they need him to, Shepard could very easily be the number two guy and be productive. And to me, that's the number one sparkle that comes out of the offseason program.
I'm going to get back to that receiver question in a second. John Schmelk, you're here every day. You've watched this team since the day they reported. What are some of the things that really jumped out as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think some of the new additions have been very impressive. One of the funnest things I've done all spring is watching Janoris Jenkins line up on Odell Beckham Jr. practice. He gets an extra bounce in his step, and he's into it. He wants to make plays on the balls. When Beckham catches a ball on him, Jenkins is mad. And even though there's no pads, Bob, on the defensive line, you see that extra gear with Olivier Vernon that you only see from pass rushers. You saw it when Osi was here. When he did his thing, when Strand was here, you see that spark from Vernon. Now, we'll see how he looks when you put pads on and you get physical with him. But you see what the Giants saw when they decided to give him all that money in the offseason to try to improve this Giants pass rush.
We're going
to
get back to that question, but I'll go back to Paul right now with the wide receiver. And John, obviously, could jump in here. You mentioned if Victor Cruz cannot get back, do they need him to be all the way back? Or is an 85% Victor Cruz good enough, considering what Sterling Shepard brings to the table, what Odell Beckham Jr. brings to the table? Is that what they need?
Bob, they need a triple threat. And if Victor Cruz turns out to be only good enough to be the three, I think it's okay because Shepard shows so much promise as a rookie. To me, if they did not have someone who could potentially slide into that two spot, then you would be putting an awful lot of pressure on Victor, telling him, you have to be 90 to 95 of what you were because we need someone to be a real number two.
Because he hasn't played in 2 years.
No question. And so, to me, if Victor Cruz, and I'm going to be conservative here, I don't like to give out predictions with numbers. I like to predict situations. I'm going to give you numbers. If Victor Cruz catches 55 balls for 750 yards as the number three, I think that's fine for the Giants.
You know, Bob, to me, I don't think the Giants need an 80-catch number two wide receiver this year. The way this offense is set up, Ben McAdoo likes to spread the ball around. Plus, they want to run the ball more this year, right? So Beckham's going to catch his 115, 120. He's going to get, you know, upwards of 180 targets this year. That's how much he's going to get the ball thrown to him. So you have the two tight ends that I think are both going to play. They like playing two tight ends in Ty and Donnell. They'll probably get 40 catches or so a piece, maybe 70 or 65 combined between the two of them. Then you throw in Shane Vereen, who's going to get 40, 50 catches. Let's say Shepard and Cruz both get between 50 and 60. you're up near 400 completions for Eli Manning, and that's where he's going to be. So I don't think you need that big-time 1,200-yard, 10-touchdown number two receiver, given how they like to spread the ball around.
You know, you mentioned Ty, who had a really good rookie year as an undrafted free agent, who didn't even play a full season. Danell has had injuries, but they got some other guys in here that have really kind of pushed things in the offseason, Paul DeTino, where who knows if those guys are even on the team this year.
You know, I am a very big Will Johnson fan. He comes over from Pittsburgh with a reputation as a blocker and as a physical presence. I talked to Will just a couple of weeks ago on the side while, you know, some of the writers were talking at the podium. And Will said to me that the Giants expect to play him more snaps than he's ever played with the Steelers, and that his conditioning has to be super primo because he's going to be on the field that much. That says to me that if Ty or Danell are going to play a lot, they're going to be in a double tight end set because Will Johnson is going to be the Giants' primary guy, either at the tight end spot or in the H-back spot.
What about this Ryan Mallick, this rookie that they brought in as a free agent?
Yeah, I mean, look, Matt Lacoste is the guy that people talked about last year, and he got brought back as well. But as you went through the spring, Bob, I saw Mallick taking snaps away from Lacoste over the course of spring practice, being in there with the twos, getting more playing time. He's got size. He's got strength. And as much as Danell and Ty have done catching the football, where they struggle from time to time is blocking. And I think Mallick has the body type where he can be that two-way tight end, the same way Will Johnson can be. And I think you'll see him more in the lead blocking H-back role. I think Mallick fits better as that on-the-line tight end that can maybe seal that edge for you in the run game.
So Giant fans are scratching that. Ryan Mallick, who the hell are you guys talking about?
Jersey Shore guy.
Yeah, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Signed as an undrafted free agent. Went to Virginia Tech. And if you take a look at, you know, his size, he's 6'4", 255 pounds.
Big boy.
So he presents a nice little target. Offensive line. You know, I'm going to pose this question differently. As training camp rolls around at the end of July, give me three storylines, Paul, questions that you feel need to be answered with this football team, areas that the great Paul DeTino might be concerned
about. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at right tackle because I still think that the run blocking on that side of the line is a problem. Johnson will help because when you have a run blocking tight end, that does help any weaknesses you have along that side of the line. So I am looking at that to see if there's anything they can do there to kind of enhance themselves. I'm definitely going to be looking at Victor Cruz, which we talked about before. And quite frankly, you know, I know a lot of people want to talk about the depth at corner, and they want to talk about the linebackers, and they want to talk about Vernon. I'm looking at Darian Thompson. I mean, this kid comes in from Boise State, Bob. He has a chip on his shoulder. He has a maturity. He has a determination. He has a knowledge of the game. He's got an assertiveness about his presence. This kid right now has jumped all of the other young guys who were hurt last year who thought they were going to be in primo position to win the starting free safety job. This kid Thompson wants that job.
Now, I agree with all three points that Paul made, and here are three more from me. On offense, he talked about the right side of the offensive line. To me, you can worry about it, that's fine. But aren't John Jerry and Marshall Newhouse are what they are right now? I mean, they're not going to get much better. They've been in the league in a while. We know what they are. So I think whether you like it or not, it's another question, but you know what they're going to be on the right side. What I want to watch during training camp, I want to see Ereck Flowers block Olivier Vernon. He's a guy that played through a bad ankle injury his whole first year.
And he was learning.
And he was learning. He's had some ups and downs. And oftentimes, the biggest jump a player will make is from his first year to the second. What better training can he have than trying to block Olivier Vernon in practice every day? That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And if Flowers can really start approaching that Pro Bowl level, he doesn't get there yet. But if he can start becoming a good starter, I think it's going to make all the difference for the Giants' offense. On defense, slot corner. They're still trying to figure this out. Can Eli Apple do it? We saw Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie there a lot at the end of spring practice, but can he tackle well enough to play that slot corner? That slot corner's got to tackle. Is Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie going to be willing to do that? We'll have to wait and see. And if there's a third spot that I'm going to look at, Bob, I think you have to look at the linebacker spot a little bit. Who are the three starters? I think Kennard's one of them. Do we know who the other two guys are? I don't. Is it Brinkley? Is it the Keenan Robinson from Washington? Is it Shepard? I mean, it could be any number of these guys. The rookie B.J. Goodson, J.T. Thomas. It could be any two of that group who the other starting linebackers are.
Paul, do you believe in sort of the spaghetti against the wall theory with these linebackers? I mean, because first of all, you have to hope that Kennard comes back and builds off what you saw out of his rookie year.
Yeah.
He made that great play in Buffalo. Remember that interception he made along the sideline?
Dynamite.
And then the rest of the year he was hurt. Now we have this collection of guys, but you might have something out of this group because there's some talent there.
There is, and it may turn out to be Spags is going to have to situationally substitute to get the most out of him. Brinkley, to me, is a two-down middle linebacker. I don't want him on the field in passing situations, and I don't care how well he knows the defense or how well he hits guys who have the ball. When it comes to a passing down, Brinkley's got to come off the field because he doesn't have the range to handle it, which means someone else. Is it Casillas who's going to be on there? Probably. He's going to be in the sub package. Is Robinson going to then have to be the middle linebacker, quote, middle linebacker, in passing situations? We've been told, John and I, you know, we've done shows around here on the Giants facility, at the Giants facility. We've been told by Redskins people that they think Robinson has the mobility to cover any tight end in this league. Well, we're going to have to see that on a regular
basis. He's got to stay healthy. That's his biggest bugaboo. I'm going to give you my biggest concern. Jason Pierre-Paul. Because as big a signing as Olivier Vernon was and what he can bring to the table, you need balance. Robert Ayers last year had a really good year when JPP came back.
Yeah.
And JPP had an influence, but JPP did not give you numbers because he had to play with that club on his hand.
Sure.
Now this year he's going to play or attempt to play without it. But to me, a question mark, until we get into the preseason and then the regular season games, you can say he's going to play without the club. And he's going to be more mobile. But until he actually plays without it and then gets sacks and makes tackles, that's a big question mark.
Yeah, Bob, and it's tackling. And, you know, we know this Giants run defense up the middle is going to be good, right? You got Hankins there, you got Snacks Harrison, maybe the best run stopper in football. They're going to stop the runs up the middle. What happens when these teams decide to go off tackle the JPP side? And you have a slot corner sitting there that you're not sure if he's going to be able to tackle well. And you're not sure about your linebackers. Can JP wrap up? JPP wrap up and
wrap
set
up,
the edge?
I'm not worried about wrapping up.
It's reaching and grab.
Reach and grab. Because a lot of times, you know, you see guys get a sack, but it's that one hand that they get that starts the pulling process.
Absolutely.
Or a back zipping by him and being able to get that hand out and get a piece of him for someone to rally to the ball and help. To me, that's the big question mark going in. And if he passes that test, then I think you're really looking at a front that can cause a lot of problems.
Bob, there are two things that can help alleviate some of the pressure of that situation. One is if the Giants are getting some help in the pass rush from Owe Odighizuwa. Because if you're just going to say it's got to be Vernon and it's got to be JPP, that does put a lot of pressure on Jason. But if Owe can also help out, and we've seen him do some of that Justin Tuck stuff where he slides inside during the spring – if Owe can provide some heat, too, now all of a sudden the quarterback is back there, and it's not just JPP reaching for him, but guess what? There's somebody else reaching for him, too. That makes it a lot more difficult to get away.
Yeah, and real quick, I think interior pass rush is a huge thing you have to look at. Jonathan Hankins rushed the passer well 2 years ago. Last year, he gave you zero in the sack category in 9 games.
Yeah.
Can you get inside pass rush to help Vernon and JPP? That's going to be a big key.
Well, Snacks Harrison's a guy that can get it up the field for you. And he seems to be a real good fit here, doesn't he? He seems to just be comfortable in this environment.
Part of that, I think, is because he came from the Jets, Bob. He's already been in the New York fishbowl, and he understands what it is to be a pressurized athlete where every single thing that you do is going to be scrutinized and where you have to put out effort and where you have to produce. I think he was a great signing for the Giants, not only because he fits the profile of a run stopper, but because he's been through this environment before.
And two quickies on him, Bob. Twice he said to me after media sessions with the Giants media, boy, this is nothing like the Jets. I almost think because of the winning tradition here, he almost feels like it's easier dealing with the pressure here than it was with the Jets, where I think they had a lot of scrutiny. Number two, he said to me multiple times, he wants to be a better pass rusher, and he thinks he can improve that game, part of his game, and he really wants to do it this year.
Well, let's face it. Every time he walks into work, he's got to walk past four Lombardi trophies. I mean, and it's not like of yesteryear either. These are recent vintage ones. These are 42 and 46. I mean, it's not like it's with the Jets. It's the one, and it's way back when. And even 86 and 90 can feel like way back when. It's a lot of these guys who weren't born until 1991 or 92. But, you know, 2007, 2011, not that far removed. So quickly, just wrapping up here. Paul, what do you do now over the next couple of weeks to get ready for camp? Walk?
Do a lot of walking. But I will tell you this, Bob, honestly, going into training camp, there's a lot for me of trying to line up who and what is going to be at the back of the depth chart for these spots. Who am I targeting? And it's like when we talk about Dante Dion, John and I have mentioned him before as one of the dark horses to make this team. I'm saying to myself, okay, let me put my ducks in order and say, who are the guys at the back end of the depth chart that when I get here at the end of July, who are the guys I'm looking at?
John, what are you going to do?
I'm going to separate my mind a little bit because we've talked this team to death over the past 3 months doing the stuff we do here on Giants.com. I mean, there's no more analysis we can do for the next month before training camp gets here. Enjoy yourself for 3 or 4 weeks and get ready for a 5-month grind.
Yeah, and with that said, make sure you check out the PapaCast Giant Cast. Once training camp starts, we're going to churn out 2 a week, early in the week, late in the week. We're going to bring you the latest news on the Giants, insight onto the Giants. We're going to have player guests, and it's going to be all about the Giants. So tell all your friends out there, make sure you download it, subscribe. Paul Dottino covers the Giants for the WFAN Giants Radio Network. The Fan in New York, part of the broadcast team, John Schmelk, Giants.com, and, of course, the WFAN Giants Radio Network. Enjoy your 4th of July and your summer, guys.
You too, Bobby.
All right, that's what we got coming up. We got a lot of Giants programming, so let all your Giants friends know that this is the place to be, the PapaCast Giant Cast. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us on this edition, and make sure you go out and subscribe.